Hello, the friends. This is Wonder speaking, and the podcast is brought to you by the Wonder Bilingual Show. Today, we're gonna talk about something that relates to my French business tour, and the topic is called the Wild Sightseeing. 各位亲爱的朋友们，欢迎您收听 Wonder 王达双语秀。今天呢，我们的主题呢，还是跟我的法国商务型的一些见闻有关。我们的题目呢比较有意思啊，是讲法国的一些野景。在那之前呢，我们先说一句，就最近啊，大家都知道这个里约奥运会啊正在如火如荼的进行啊 ，The Rio Olympic Games is undergoing。今天呢，孙杨有点可惜啊，退出了1500米的决赛。不过呢，from my personal perspective, I think it's enough. At long last, he has won another gold medal. I think it's much much more better than we expected.我觉得虽然有点可惜啊，但是还要祝贺他，因为他至少还赢了一块金牌，我觉得已经非常不错了，比我们预想的好多了。所以呢，他整个奥运之行还是非常成功的。So let's congratulations to him, okay? 然后今天说到这个法国野景呢 ，The reason why I want to share with you is that this kind of stuff can improve your oral English. 因为呢，很多人都说啊，我们这个口语不好，其实口语不好呢，有很多方面的原因。不光是这个词儿不会说，话不会说，还有很重要的一点就是你没的可说， You have nothing to talk about。 尤其是在谈判或者跟老外交朋友之前呢，大家都肯定有一个阶段叫 warm up 啊，这个暖场阶段，大家会聊一聊一些有的没的。 You're gonna talk something about the rural life or this sort of things。 这个时候呢，你就会发现啊， You have nothing to sayEven you know the words, 啊，即便你知道那个词儿，你也说不出来，因为没得可说。可能就会说啊 ，What's your favorite color? 啊 ，Have you had your dinners? 啊，你吃饭了吗？啊，你最喜欢颜色是什么？别逗了，如果对方听到这话的话，肯定就觉得神经病吧。Okay, so 这个时候呢，就要聊一些有意思的东西。为什么说野景呢？大家你要都知道啊，你要是见到法国朋友，你问，哎，你去过埃菲尔铁塔吗 ？Have you ever been to Eiffel Tower? 人家不会说。我靠 ，What's the problem with you guys? OK， 你脑子有毛病吧？就跟咱们中国人一块聚会似的 ，Let's party 啊！你跟他们说，哎，咱们聊一聊紫禁城吧 ，Let's talk about the Forbidden City。哦，你个老土，乡下来的吧 ？You must be come from the rural area， OK？ 我们肯定都不会说这个。如果你要说南锣鼓巷，你知道吗？撸串儿啊，后海，这才叫情调，这人会玩，这才叫行家，我们这才会聊这些话题。如果你要说什么紫禁城啊，故宫，哇，实在是 OK。对于国外人来说呢 ，it's the same problem to the French people。所以这次呢，我去过几个地方，所以 I'm gonna share it with you。第一个呢，就是我们上次说的那个沙丘啊，它是欧洲最大的一个沙丘 ，it's the largest sandstorm on the Europe areas。It's some places that's near from the Bordeaux 啊，离波尔多只有大概几十公里。当地随便问一个人，他就会告诉你在哪。大家也看到了，在我上一期的节目里边 ，I shared with you in the last passage of my program the few pictures 啊，非常的美啊。同时，它也是电影 Troy 这个 Troy 特洛伊的外景地啊，这个 Achilles 啊，在这个海滩上啊，这个摆平了整个特洛伊的千军万马，然后非常的雄壮。第二个景色呢，就是叫 Biarritz。Biarritz 是一个海景啊。今天呢 ，I also gonna show you the pictures of Biarritz in my passage, releasing from my WeChat platform。微信推送里也会这个展示出这个图片。它为什么有名呢 ？The Biarritz is famous for the special vacation spot for the royalties of the French。法国皇室啊，度假的时候一般就选这儿，所以当地人呢比较有名，他们比较喜欢这个地方。It's very famous among the locals, right? 同时呢，还有一个小 tips 啊，就是如果你想知道你玩的这个地儿够不够 unique, if it is very unique or special or specific for the spot which you are visiting, 最重要的一个指标啊 ，is the number one rule or criteria is that if you see no one of Chinese people are wandering here.So this place must be very fantastic. 如果你在附近看不到一个中国人，那这个景色一定非常正点。如果 there are Chinese people everywhere, 说明这个景色啊，这个点儿俗 ，it's just okay, 俗不可耐啊。So that's probably the case. 所以在Biarritz呢，包括在那个沙丘呢，你很少能见到中国人啊，基本没有。So this is the second one. 包括在 BIEs 你还可以吃到非常正宗的海鲜饭。 This is also showed on my passage. 然后最后一个景色呢更好玩，是在比利牛斯山脉。这个山脉呢是这个 is the borders or the separations between the Spanian and the French，是西法交界的地方啊，在这个波城的附近啊。It's verily, its location is near from the city called Pau, the Pau City, P-A-U, Pau. 跟法国人在当地的人问路的话，都会知道，他们会告诉你，在这个山顶上啊，山脉的这个交界处有一个湖，特别的漂亮。There's a lake which locates between the mountains.Very fantastic, and the sheer majestic view from the mountainside is, I think, is fabulous. Okay, 这个山顶呢，蜿蜒不绝的山脉，还有湖光啊，非常的美妙。Also, I gonna show you on my passage. 我也拍了两张照片啊，但是我的摄影技术实在是is my photo taking skills is sucks. So after all, I have tried my best. Okay.So, I think these are three wild sightseeings that I'm sharing with you today. 这个呢可以说是作为以后的一个材料吧。If you want to talk about somebody, if you want to, discuss something about the tourist, 用一些这方面的素材，不要老说 Eiffel Tower, or something really common, okay? 就是不要老说那些特别俗的景点，人家也不愿意跟你听。Okay, so I think that's probably most of the program. And at the end of that, there's also another announcement. Well, on September the 4th, I'm gonna deliver a very special presentation about the oral English fault detections on the 赤兔 app platform. 我在9月4号晚8点8PM 将在赤兔平台的线上做一期讲座，主要讲一下这个，分析一下大家口语啊 ，Why your oral English is not or unbelievable? OK， 为什么是这么不给力啊？从这个语言逻辑、发音、用词 expressions 很多方面来进行这个解说。So if you are interested in it, please pay attention to it. OK， 如果有兴趣的话呢，可以留心我的这个讲座。希望大家能够多多的宣传和多多的参加 OK? Thank you so much OK? So have a nice weekend See you next week OK? Bye bye